it feels like the weekend, doesn't it? Welcome to Thursday morning, July the 3rd, 2025. This is the Buzz Big Show. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the crew. Joe, Nolan, Valerie Seagraves, Kermit the Wonder Frog. The 4th of July Wonder Frog. And her Easter egg. Right here at 107.1, 99.7 FM on the Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. Anywhere on planet Earth this weekend, if you're traveling, take us with you. Everybody ready for the holiday weekend?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Joe, you're doing your first holiday down at the shore. You going to see some fireworks here? They got nice ones in Seaside.
Well, yeah, they do. They have really nice ones in Seaside. And then also right along where our boat is, right through Ocean Beach and all those little beach communities, they all have their own little fireworks shows. And they run them one after the other, so they're not all running at the same time. So you sit up in our marina, and you just sit there and you watch, and it goes on for hours. It's awesome. It really is very cool. And then on Sunday night is the Yacht Club barbecue. And then that will be with the Lavalette fireworks, which are Sunday night. So, and they shoot them off right literally on the other side of the other side of little alcove from the yacht club, and that is really very cool as well. So,
you get a beautiful weekend. Yeah. You get a beautiful weekend.
And they have a band and they do all that. Yeah, hopefully I survive. Yep.
You're doing some volunteering this weekend, so you're being a fine American.
Yep, I'm just out and about everywhere.
I think that's good stuff. I'll be cleaning out my dad's liquor cabinet, and he doesn't know what he doesn't know what's going on. So that's my plan.
No, he wants you to. There's liquor in there from the 40s.
Get rid of it.
Clean that out.
I think the Great Gatsby in there. And what are you doing? You're getting on an airplane at Newark. Good Lord Almighty!
Aren't you brave?
I know. You got to do what you got to do. At least I'm not driving. A lot of times I take the drive. I decided not to do the drive because I have to go pick up Lola from camp, and that's another 4 hours from Detroit. The airport in Detroit. And so I didn't want to have to do 15 hours in the car. I couldn't do it.
Picking up her boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time in the car with a 13-year-old boy, 14-year-old boy.
So I have arranged. Lola is I think the only person she's missed at camp, to my knowledge, because I haven't been able to talk to her, is her boyfriend. That's the only person she cared about when she was leaving. So I've talked to her boyfriend's mom, and I'm picking him up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And just him and I are driving up to go pick up Lola.
Why is it going
to
be at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Because she has a final performance. So part of the camp is that when you pick them up, all of the kids perform for you. And she has majors and minors, just like you do in college. So she's majoring in theater and minoring in choir at the camp. And there's two performances, and it starts at 10 a.m. So I have to be at the camp at 10 a.m. So we have to leave really early to get there.
Does she know the boyfriend's coming with you?
She asked for him to come, but she has not been given the green flag that he's there. So it will still be a surprise. So I think...
Okay, because she might want to get the camp boyfriend out of the way.
That's what I said.
She's
there is no camp
There's no way.
You man, cut it out.
There's always a camp boyfriend.
Now keep in mind, Joe, this is a theater camp, so most of the boys there, you know what I mean.
No, stop it.
Good Robbie.
You know what I mean?
It's a theater arts camp. There's band. There's arts. There's dancing. There's,
Maybe if they get band, they might have some rock and roll dude with long hair. Hey, Lola, how are you? I'm in the band.
It wasn't like that in my band, but.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Wow. All right.
It's gonna be a fun weekend.
It will be fun.
just from advice, some advice from Uncle Joe and Uncle Robbie.
Yeah.
Get the camp boyfriend out of the way before the shows up.
This could be a whole thing.
It's gonna be fine
because bad day.
She'll be ready to perform, so she'll have makeup, hair and makeup. Because that's the other thing. When you don't know that the boyfriend's coming, you wanna look you wanna do up a little bit.
Sure.
Well, she actually won't have that. Because she did not bring it to camp at all. Because she just figured
you're bringing the boyfriend and she's not going to have on makeup?
She'll be fine. He's seen her like that before. They've been to the beach together. They'll be fine. Yeah. She said she's really not all that foo-foo. Like, she doesn't care. She's like, you either like me or you don't.
Which is a good attitude.
This is what it is.
That's a great attitude.
Yeah. She's kind of given up on the whole.
I bet the camp boyfriend really loves that attitude. He probably thinks it's great.
She doesn't have a camp boyfriend.
The camp boyfriend.
I'm telling you, she doesn't.
Oh my gosh, you guys, you're creepy.
You know, I was absolutely going to bring up something else, and I cannot remember what it was. I said this driving home yesterday to Rochelle. I'm telling you, I don't know if it's just that I'm burned out or that it's the drinking or it's or what it is or just I have too much to do or maybe it is you know, I'm starting to get farther and farther into the middle age period. But like, I just cannot remember things. I mean, like, once you tell me, I go, oh, yeah, geez, I got to do that. Mm-hmm. And what I say is, so we don't tell Joe, though, because you can go, that's bad. That's bad.
It's bad.
Get the legal pad out. That's bad.
I'm in the same boat, buddy.
I know, but you got a couple of years on me. I shouldn't be there yet. I'm just too busy. I'm going to rack it up to that. But
I think you're busy, and a lot of it is it's just you're
over it.
Over it. Yeah. Seriously. You need a little bit of a break.
I need a sugar daddy. I need a camp boyfriend to sweep me away and take me off my feet. Uh-huh. I don't know. I was going to say something. I don't know what it was. And it's just whoop, right out there.
Must not have been that important.
It's like every day this week I've had to call Kane. I'm like, I forgot all my stuff. Can you send it to me? He's like, again? What's the matter, Grandpa? That's bad.
That is true. That's happened just, I think, every day this week.
So I start getting a message from a member afternoon where he says, is there anything I can do for you today? I said, no, I think I'm all right today. But I don't know about tomorrow.
Can you tell me who the president is?
I don't want to. I don't want to think about it. I like our chances today. I'm excited about this in the wide world of rotating Thursday entertainment. We've never done this before. A little something special for this holiday weekend. For the first time ever, we're playing Uncle Sam or Jean-Claude Van Damme. Uncle Sam or Jean-Claude Van Damme for your chance to win a bonus pair of tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin at PNC Bank Arts Center. Then we get another pair for you. We're creating a super match this morning. Yeah.
So does the game work that if you just sit around and think of two names that rhyme and you put them together, that's how the game goes?
Yeah.
Kind of.
That's right. Okay. There was Bjork or New York, Pinker or Sink, I think.
And what's today?
Today is Jean-Claude Van Damme or Uncle Sam.
Okay.
There's Cher or Bear. Then there's the other one that he does, Chicago and the Wagon. That one doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't
that one doesn't make any sense. We'll get a couple of chances to win some free money this morning. Well, there's four chances every day, so the summer cash payoff is on. Could win, or qualify to win $1,000 this morning. Of course, we'll do the Fast Five, birthdays, mom confession, 720, 920, and your he said.
She said.
About 750 this morning. Maybe we'll do a little mini freak out to start the holiday weekend as well. Right now, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, your CBUB. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, and charities putting on fun events. We do our best to share them each and every morning. Right about this time, 620, 835 or so. If you get one, let us know. The Text Connect to Facebook page 1071theboss.com, where you can get a complete list of events, see where those boss roadies are going to be on tour anytime, and we'll do our best to share them.
The Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Transform your body, transform your life. Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan. Call 1-800-267-GOAL. And visit jerseyweightlessclinic.com.
Boss Roadie's on the move tomorrow. The biggest 4th of July celebration by people in New Jersey. It all starts at 1 o'clock on the Long Branch Promenade. It's Ocean Fest 2025, put on by the Long Branch Chamber of Commerce. And Boss Roadie's will be there with Michelle. She'll be doing her whole show, and then she's hanging out all afternoon. And then Ross is hosting the spectacular fireworks right on the water there. It goes for like 40 minutes. It's a huge fireworks display. And we'll be simulcasting the music there that they play for the fireworks on the radio. So you get to kind of enjoy it, even if you can't make it down there for whatever reason. Then on July 5th, on Saturday, Boss Roadie's be at the Atlantic Highlands Fireman's Fair with New Jersey American Water, Atlantic Highlands Municipal Harbor. That starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday the 5th. Also, want to mention Robbie and Rochelle going to be out. Shout out to her friend Chef Lauren Kovas. She's doing a book release party. That's a week from tomorrow, Friday, July the 11th. We're going to be at Swim Crush right there on the Asbury Park Boardwalk. And I believe tickets are still available for that event. You can go to her website, her socials, and click the link.
That's super fun.
We're always glad to go there and sample these delectable foods from some great chefs from around the area. Mm-hmm. The 100th annual Borough of Pine Beach doing their 4th of July parade tomorrow, Pine Beach Chapel, Pine Beach, starting at 9 a.m. You got to get registered for the donut eating contest. And a cardboard boat contest, too. You can do that today at Pine Beach Borough, and spell it the British way, Borough, with the O and the U and the G and the H, .us, pinebeachborough.us. By the way, at the Ocean Fest, you know, Michelle's hosting that windmill hot dog eating competition.
Oh, she's hosting it?
Yeah, other than Coney Island in Vegas, it's the biggest hot dog competition in the world, I believe.
Oh, really?
Isn't that crazy?
That's super fun.
Union Beach Centennial Celebration starts today, runs right through this holiday weekend at the beachfront in Union Beach with a parade, fireworks, the bouncy houses, the bands, petting zoo, food vendors, and a whole lot more. It's all through Union Beach, unionbeachnj.gov for info, and Independence Day fireworks tonight in Hazlitt at Veterans Park. They start at 6 o'clock. They wanted us to tell you, you bring your chair. chairs. DJ be playing the tunes. It'll be food trucks set up and free parking in the swim club parking lot. HazletTWP.org for the info on those fireworks tonight. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the CBUB, the Community Bulletin Board. Now, a reminder, if you need your horrible scopes for the holiday weekend, you can text us at 732-774-4444. That's 732-774-4444, and we'll send you the digital edition of the horrible scopes direct from Uncle Ross's ice cold hands.
The Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Summer Cash Payoff.
First of four chances today. Qualify to win $1,000 cash. We'll get you a limited edition red, white, and blue Big Show tee.
Woo!
Qualify you for the $1,000. You wear that t-shirt out. Join us for a live broadcast at Jenks on the boardwalk, Point Pleasant Beach, on August 11th. You have a bonus chance to win $1,000.
Hey, good morning, Robbie.
It's Robbie, not Bobby, you bozo. Come on.
I said Robbie.
He said Robbie. I heard Robbie.
No, that's all right.
No, that was an R.
All right, I'm just making sure. Who is this?
This is Duke.
Duke? Well, I can't screw that up, can I?
No, sir.
All right, where are you calling from, Duke?
I'm calling from Oceanport.
Well, good to have you here, and you're qualified for $1,000. We got one of those hot-looking exclusive limited edition red, white, and blue Big Show t-shirts just for you, Duke.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my friend. I hope you win that $1,000. And if you come wear the shirt out, our live broadcast at Jenks August 11th, a bonus chance to win $1,000 cash. You might be a double winner.
Let's go. Amazing.
Uh-huh. Let's have some fun. And that fun has just begun. Poutine is 2-for-1. It's Canada Day tonight. Some friends we're gonna meet. So at the border, boy, you better be discreet and keep that Molson hidden under your seat. It's Canada Day tonight. My temperature rising, got it made in the shade. I'm a 37.7 centigrade. With Canada's ladies, I ain't never shy. Like with the 7 who are living on PEI. Ho, ho. But come on, let's go, BC. To Toronto, my KDH speedometer is ready to blow. It's Canada Day tonight. It's really out of sight. We got a couple hours extra daylight. It's Canada Day tonight.
Jeez, Schoolhouse Rockin', baby.
Yep.
I want to say thank you to our friend Kane, who hosts our companion program. He got us on a ride in and Kane on a ride home because he has allowed me to steal his password for the Paramount Plus.
Yes.
Actually,
he
volunteered it because we were talking about shows. He goes, have you seen, I forget even what he wanted me to watch, that Lawnmower Man or something with Billy Bob Thornton? I said, yeah, I think there's Paramount. I don't get that. He's like, use my login. My sister uses my login. I said, okay, I'll create a guest on the page.
Yeah, that was really nice of him. Yeah.
Very nice of him. Mm-hmm. Turns out Paramount is great. I like it a lot. Yeah. You got Star Trek on there. You get all the CBS shows. So we've been watching the game shows. You know, like Price is Right is on there. I like it a lot. Also, it's got all the MTV stuff. Because I guess Paramount, at one point or another, is a parent company of Paramount.
Right, right.
Or Paramount's parent company of MTV. And so they got all those dating shows on there.
Mm-hmm.
The 16 and Pregnant, the Dating Afraid, and they got the Dating Naked. They got the British Dating Naked. They got the U.S. Dating Naked. For some reason, Rochelle and I decided to start watching the British people who are dating naked.
Yeah.
And they put a group of singles, like 30 people who are 20-something years old. They're completely naked. You see everything.
They're completely nude.
All the wieners, all the boobies, everything is exposed.
Crazy.
It's all on screen. But you kind of forget about that because then it's a regular dating show where they're complaining about each other and who likes who and who cheated on who and who was rude to who. And
you forget about it until they do their interview and it's like just hanging there.
It's just right there.
It's just right there.
Listen to this guy crying on the couch while he got dumped. But then there's all his junk all smushed on the couch.
Wow.
But that's not the reason I bring this up. Like any dating show, you know, they get together and two people start smooching and that sort of thing. And I start judging because what will happen is there'll be people on the show and then there'll be one person gets sent home, you know, just like The Bachelor. And then a new person comes in and it changes the whole dynamic.
Yeah.
And there's this one guy that comes on the show, fifth or sixth episode, we're into this thing. And he starts kissing all these different women and they're all going for it. And he's kind of aggressive with his kissing. I said, look at this guy. He looks like a terrible kisser. Rochelle says, and I quote, doesn't look that bad to me. So I think it looks terrible. And you said, well, you used to be, I've made you a better kisser, but you used to be a terrible kisser. I said, what does that mean? I never get complaints before.
Well, I don't think anyone knew you long enough to give you the complaint.
So when you first met me, I was a lousy kisser. I imagine this is a problem for a lot of men. Not only are they bad kissers, we probably have no concept, no inkling that we were bad kissers. So this is true. And maybe bad is the wrong word. We just didn't know what we were doing, how to please a woman. Is this true?
Well, please the person you're with. I think everybody has their own thing that they like, but... Yeah,
well, there are some commonalities when it comes to kissing that I'm sure all women agree on is they don't like someone who goes a little too aggressive, let's just say.
It depends on the situation, but sure, yeah, you don't want to go in for your first kiss and be super aggressive.
Right.
You don't want any teeth. You don't want too much lip. It depends on the kiss, but a lot of women don't like biting. Some women do like biting.
Slurping is kind of gross.
Yeah. And
what was my biggest issue?
There was like a lot of just...
You said I moved too fast.
Well, there was just like a lot of tongue. It was just like there and like not moving. It was just like stuck out.
What? No, that's offensive. No, come on.
I mean,
you make it sound like I didn't know what I was doing.
It was just not my style. Let's go with that.
You
it
like
was,
soft and
yes,
sensuous. And
yes.
I just went right in and let's just
and
move
just
this thing
like,
along.
Like, tongue, like sticking out.
How did you get, you've never talked to me about this before.
Well, because then I just started kissing you the way that I wanted to be kissed and you kind of would follow suit. And so even now, sometimes we have to go back to that. We have to go back to the learning process.
Do women do this to men all the time? Is this just a common thing that happens? Do they try and guide them? Much like if they don't know how to dance, they kind of guide them along and lead, even though the man is supposed to lead.
Yes. That's why sometimes women will say, I trained him well. That's what we're saying. Like but it's not necessarily meaning we trained you in the sense that you didn't know what you were doing, but it's in the sense that it's the way that I like it, and you are with me, and I am with you, and so we have to like...
What about what I like? I'm impatient. Let's get going.
Do you care?
Get this moving. Let's go.
Women care more.
Because then I want to get back to the show with the naked people dating and see who gets voted off the island. You know what I mean? Let's move it along. You know what's funny is you look through the queue, if Kane could just go right over from his profile to the guest profile, and we've got like 16 episodes of the dating naked show. And then Ariel Ireland and Star Trek episode 5. So funny.
Yeah.
Very strange people.
Very strange.
Oh, we get
he's thinking.
Yeah, right. Well, he's not thinking anything.
It's Uncle Sam.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Or Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the crew in a big show. 107.1 The Boss. Welcome to the wide world of rotating Thursday entertainment. And yes, for the first time ever, it is Uncle Sam or Jean-Claude Van Damme. So similar to Cher or Bear, what was the one someone wanted us to do? Bacon or Haim?
Haim.
Corey Haim.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's funny.
They don't all have to rhyme, I guess. So we'll give you some things that have to do with Uncle Sam, as in this great nation of ours, as we celebrate the 4th. And then some that have to do with the B movie star, action star, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Hey, he's not a B actor.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I mean, maybe at one point you could argue he was teetering on A-list, but...
Wait, Ro, you might be right. He might be a C actor.
Yeah, that's right. Poor Jean-Claude. So we're playing here for a bonus chance at tickets to see Styx with Kevin Krohn at PNC Bank Arts Center. This is coming up on July 20th. You get two chances to win some tickets this morning. First contestant through gets a chance to play 732-774-4444. Lines are open, 732-774-4444. Uncle Sam or Jean-Claude Van Damme. Joe, did you hear the thing? You want to hear the thing again?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, let me hear it.
It's Uncle Sam.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Or Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Those punches are great.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Pew, pew.
Yeah.
It's like Hong Kong fooey a little bit.
It is like Hong Kong.
All right, let's go to line one. Good morning, the boss. Who is this? Hello. Can you hear us?
Oh, no.
He's out. We lost him. What happened there, Kermit? I don't know. He was all ready to go. That was Tom. But
call back.
732-774-4444. So, again, we'll give you the clues about Uncle Sam or Jean-Claude Van Damme and... First person to get a couple through and win these tickets. Nothing? All right. Nobody wants to play, so forget it. We're not doing it again. That's it. Lines are dead. Nobody.
You had your chance.
Well, Tom was all ready to go. The Kirby said we got nobody.
Don't come crying.
So forget the game. That's it. You ruined my whole holiday weekend.
Well, no. A lot of people are, just off today, so...
No, it was pretty clear that they just don't want to play because the lines were just fine for the money contest. This is clear that nobody wants to play this game. All right, I'll leave the lines open. 732-774-4444.
Well, I want the tickets. I guess we
can just play as a group here. In the meantime, let's go to Superfan Trish is on line two. Trish, my weekend Trish. Might be ruined because nobody wants to play my game. Nobody wants to play. This is a good idea.
I am here to save your weekend.
Trish, we love you.
I love you all. I don't want anything. I just want the whining to stop.
Well, what I want you to do here is be a conscientious observer, because Kermit tells me we do have a caller. This is Adam on line one. Adam, are you with us?
Alex.
All right, Alex. Nice job as usual, Kermit. Alex, yeah, sorry about that.
That was close. Sorry, bud.
It's okay.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm on my way to work.
Yeah. We're stuck working here, too. We understand. What do you do, Alex?
I work at a car dealership.
Oh, really?
Three-hole Dodge Ram Subaru.
All right. How come you're not advertising with the program here? Let's get on the air.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tell your boss. Let's go.
He just did, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Wear my shirt.
There you go.
Well, there you go. So we're going to play here for some tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin at PNC Bank Art Center, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Here's how it goes. Trish, tell them the game that we're playing here.
We're playing Uncle Sam versus John Claude Van Damme.
That's right. So we'll give you something that has to do with the country, something about America, or it'll be about John Claude Van Damme, the action star, the karate star, Alex. So you tell us if it's Uncle Sam or John Claude Van Damme, and you're just going to get two correct, and you'll win these tickets, okay?
That's it? Just two?
Okay, sounds two. Good. I'm ready.
That's two. I'm making it easy here. Trish, we go with two? Is two okay?
You got this, Alex. I believe in you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're not hard. Trish is putting on like her sexy voice to get them all in the mood here. Listen
Trish.
To that. Look at her go. All right.
Oh, boy.
You might have a
love. Watch out, Alex.
I don't think I've ever heard more excited people on the radio. Yeah.
This is what's making Marconi proud, let me tell you.
That's right.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. You just got to get to Alex. Here we go. Number one, go, Rochelle.
Martial arts.
John Claude Van Damme.
That's fine. Yep. Okay.
Government.
Uncle Sam.
All right. He's over there. Look at that.
All right.
I don't know why you made me make all these clues. He's got to get two.
All right, fine. Do a couple more. Alex, you're already a winner. You get the Styx Kevin Cronin tickets. Give us a couple more just for fun.
The Muscles from Brussels.
The Muscles from Brussels.
Van Damme.
John Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, it's fun to say, isn't it?
Just say damn.
I'm saying it wrong, but it's all right.
No, you're
That's
good.
All right. Samuel Wilson.
Oh, I don't know.
Uncle Sam.
That's right.
Yeah, all right.
Look at you.
Ballet.
John Claude Van Damme.
That's right.
Did he do ballet too?
He did for 5 years.
Yeah. Wow.
I went deep on the wiki.
I guess so.
That's why he runs like a girl.
All right. Alex, what kind of cars are you selling there at Freehold? What's your best-selling model?
I would say the Ram 1500.
Yeah, I got to get my brakes looked at this weekend. I might have to do the front tube brake badge. What am I looking at? About $600, you think?
Probably something like
that.
He's not a
mechanic.
I don't know.
He sells new cars.
To an advisor.
Yeah, I know, but he knows stuff.
He's
around it all day. He knows what's going on. Alex knows his stuff. All right, pal. Well, congratulations on the concert tickets. Hang on the line. We'll get all your info, okay?
All right, great. Thank you.
All right,
so
don't
much.
Hang up. All right, Trish, how do you think that went?
That went fantastic. And we have a new friend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's phenomenal.
Hopefully we have a new advertiser. That would be nice. Try to make some money for this dog and pony show.
It's all about the radio station.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know why.
I love you, Trish.
Trish, you have a good weekend, okay?
I
love you, too.
See you, Trish.
Joe, I don't know why you're so negative on this thing.
Yeah,
I thought that went fairly well.
Nolan?
It was okay.
It was terrible.
What's wrong with that?
Pull the red off your candy.
It's fine. Oh, we got to play the thing to end it.
It's Uncle Sam.
Ask what you can do for your country.
Or John Claude Van Damme.
Pow, 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 pow.
Yeah, that was definitely the best part of it.
Pow, pow, pow. Yeah. Special appearance by the 35th president, John F. Kennedy, right there.
We got another suggestion for your nose or Pete Rose.
Oh. That's a good one.
That's a great idea.
That's a good one.
I like that a lot.
Work. These are great.
Can't get any worse than John Claude Van Damme.
That's so great.
We got something on the Robbie and Rochelle Radio socials here. This is crazy. Now, we are now more than halfway through 2025, right? So that means we are more than halfway to 2050, meaning we're closer to the year 2050 than we are to the year 2000. Think about that. So we're less than, now a little bit less than 25 years away from 2050, more than 25 years away from the year 2000. Could that be possible?
Yeah.
Well, that feels like it was just the summer of 2000, but closer to 2050.
None of us will be here, so don't worry about it.
I think Rochelle will be here. Valerie might be here. You and me are goners, though. I think we're...
We'll be out.
I'm not even sure I'm going to make this decade.
Oh, come on.
I don't think you're
going
to make it to the end of the show.
That's entirely possible. Summer of 2000 was great. That was like the last normal summer, I feel like. There's been horrible news ever since the economy crashed, COVID, 9/11. I mean, it's just been horrible ever since. 2000 was just such a great summer.
It was a fun summer.
Jessica Simpson running around and TRL, and it was great. those are my memories.
Those are your memories.
Yeah. The thong song, that was out in 2000. Do y'all remember the thong song?
Yeah, I remember that.
Thong.
Yeah.
It's a great time. Great summer.
It was a good summer. Hard to believe that we're almost...
I think the summer of 2000 was the first time I ever tried a Starbucks Frappuccino. It's like the beginning of the end for me.
I don't think I'd heard of Starbucks until maybe 15 years ago.
There was only one near us, and my friend Jessica and I I remember driving to it. I don't even think she had her license, and we drove to it illegally and got one. Summer of 2000. That was my memory, not Jessica Simpson. Sorry.
You're thinking of moving. You want to get the heck out of Dodge. I know a lot of people do that this holiday weekend anyway. Topeka, Kansas is making headlines this morning. They're offering $15,000 toward your new home. They're giving you a down payment of $15,000 to move to Topeka as a way to bolster the economy there. Yeah. There's something similar in Newton, Iowa. They're offering you $10,000. And Little Ketchikan, Alaska, giving you $2,000 plus 3 months of free utilities. That's not terrible either. So there's three places you could move. You say, hey, I don't have the down payment. I can do the monthly. I don't have the down payment. I'm ready to go. But you got to live in
Topeka. How does that work? Do you have to file it with the... How does that work?
I guess
they just send you a check?
Well, you're going to buy a house. You got to fill out all the paperwork.
Wow. And I want to see how long you have to live there after they give you the money to make
and
the
down
payment.
And how long do you have to wait to get that?
Sure.
We'll give you the money, but you got to live here for the next 42 years.
My guess is the year 2050 before you see a single dime.
Right.
All right, we'll do some radio supermatch coming up for more Sticks Kevin Cronin tickets, if that wasn't enough for you.
Today's show is brought to you by automated self-service car washes. Get your car clean while pretending you're a submarine commander.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the crew. Joe, Val, Nick, Kermit, 107.1 The Boss and 99.7 FM or The Boss app anywhere. It's easy to stream on your phone, connect a little pill there on the Bluetooth, and you're good to go. Nice summer soundtrack. We are doing a Boss Oh Wow 80s weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Some Oh Wow party songs from back in the 80s. Should be some fun stuff.
Yes.
Us all day on 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss out on some fun patriotic music, including our listener-voted top 20 countdown of the biggest patriotic songs in rock and roll history. We got that fireworks playlist at night, so should be a great holiday weekend of tunes right here on The Boss. Now, what's going on? I know when you go out to see the kids, you often hang out with your brother and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You were at his work the other day?
His work does this really great thing every year where they invite all of their employees, and their employees can invite anyone they want. And they have a huge cookout. They have bounce houses. They had a rock wall. They had this big trailer that had indoor bowling and video gaming. There was face painting. Just a ton of stuff for you, all your friends and family to come and enjoy. And then they give the employees an opportunity to win goodies. And he works for a really great company. It's a warehouse company. And my brother drives a high-low. Basically, it's what he does for a living, in a warehouse. And the
high-low is a little bulldozer-looking thing that's got the lift where you pick up
the little spokes.
Picks up those crates and moves them.
It lifts the pallets.
Yeah.
And so
the Home Depot's got those.
Yeah. So he works, he works in the freezer area, and he's basically lifting pallets of French fries for five guys. And
oh, wow.
That's what he does.
That's pretty cool. They throw a big party for their staff and all
that. It's amazing. And they gave away great things, and only the employees could win the prizes, which I thought was really cool. But they had a big screen TV. There was like a Yeti cooler. My brother won a Yeti cooler.
But isn't it weird for you to be invited to a work event for him? I can understand bringing your wife along, but he doesn't have any kids.
No, he doesn't. And that's why he's invited me every year, and I've never been in town for it. So I was in town this year to go. But he invites us because, yes, him and his wife don't have any kids, and it's basically all kids' activities. Like I said, there's a bounce house and rock wall and face painting and barbecue, and they had an ice cream truck. And so I said, sure, we'll come. We're out there. It wasn't really weird. It was fun. I mean, there was so much so many things going on. It was almost just like going to a carnival with him because there were so many people there and so many things going on. But yeah, there was one guy who had, he brought like 20 people. He invited like his whole block there.
Hot dogs for everybody.
And they said you can invite as many people as you want.
Wow.
And this guy did. But yeah, it was fun. And my brother was really excited to give me and the kids a tour of the inside of where he worked,
yeah,
which
sure.
wasn't really a part of what we were doing. There was nobody in there because everybody was outside.
I'd want to jump on that high-low and try it out, see how fast I could go.
It's funny because before your family comes, what they do is they challenge all the employees to an obstacle course, and they set up inside the facility an obstacle course with a high-low, and what they have to do is drive through the obstacle course and lift up pallets and then stack them on top of each other. And
so you tried this out?
Well, my brother's like, why don't you try it? There's nobody in this place. It's me, my brother, and the kids and his wife. And I said, I can't get on a high-low. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Have you ever driven one? You never driven one of these before.
Who's
driven
one? Of course not. Right. When would I have driven
one? I don't know. Just asking. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is a high-low the same thing as a forklift?
Yes.
Oh,
it's like,
okay.
Yes. Well, I think that's, I mean, that's what my brother was calling it. So I'm assuming, but okay. Yeah, it's a, it
I think
was,
the forklift is just for bigger stuff, right? The high-low,
well,
the high-low, indoor,
no? The high-low, the chair thing goes up too. So they can lift up the pallets that are higher up because they had them stacked. I mean, probably 50 feet in the air. And
right.
So he had, so yes, he
50
had
50 feet in the air. Wow.
I mean, the factory was, it was huge. And I mean, it was ridiculously high. It was insane.
It was like going on the office, they go into the warehouse. That's what I'm picturing.
It, yeah, you know what I mean? It was like that. And they had like a potato room. There was an onion room with like fresh, it was, I've never.
The onion room.
There was an onion room. You walked in.
Everybody's
and there
crying.
Was, like big sacks of onions everywhere. I'm not kidding. It was great. I've never seen anything like
it.
I
want a couple of big sacks of onions. How you doing?
But we go in and there's no one else in there. It's completely dark in there until you walk in. There are motion sensors. So the lights are flicking on as we're walking. And he goes, go ahead, try it. Try the forklift, the high-low.
And
I'm like, this thing is really hard to drive.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
It's really, really. There's like a little lever and you have to move it. And then to get the little forks into the pallet and move. It was impossible. He did like 15 right in a row. He could just bang them out. I was like, I couldn't even pick it up. There was no way.
Well,
there was no way.
I mean, listen, you do it every day. It's like riding a bicycle.
I guess, but
practice makes perfect.
It was crazy. And the other thing is, it's freezing in there because he works in like the freezer area. So they had a vending machine where you could get gloves and hats and hand warmer.
Wow.
So Grayson's on the other side tapping it because they were all free for the employees. He walked out with like 10 different hats. I'm like, it's 100 degrees outside. He just loved that it was a free vending machine. It was a great day.
It was like we were at that Greek festival the other day and I desperately wanted to ask if I could go tooling around on the little go-kart thing.
I mean, this was not you. I don't think we were supposed to be doing that. I don't think we were supposed to be riding the forklift high-low thing, whatever
probably,
it was.
Probably a little liability involved.
Probably,
there, yeah.
But it was just funny to see these guys just curving around in the.
Imagine if one of us showed up at a work event here with 20 people. It would be a whole.
No, there's no way. I mean, no.
There's not enough salad. Everybody, get back. There'd be a whole thing.
That's a slice of pizza for each of you.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. Really nice that they did that for all the employees there. Really
I think
nice.
It is really nice. We're getting. My sister is probably at the Jeff Bezos wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more her speed. With
no,
her
I don't
work.
Even know what she does, but she works for some big company in Manhattan, so I'm sure she was invited out there. People are saying Lauren Sanchez, talking about the Bezos wedding, has removed all traces of any life before becoming Mrs. Bezos. Although there are some photos that have surfaced. There's one that's trending this morning. It was her at the premiere. Now, what did she do before she became famous? She was at the premiere in 2004.
But she was I think on Fox.
Was she an actress of some sort?
News person.
She's
a news person.
She's a journalist.
I see.
Yeah,
she
I
was
know
at
she's
the,
a journalist.
The premiere of The Bourne Supremacy.
She was also previously married to a different billionaire. So she's really good at catching the billionaires. Really, what she should do is do a TED Talk on how to catch a billionaire for single ladies.
I'll watch that. Let's go.
Right.
As long as you give me permission, I'll go get us a billionaire.
That's fine with me.
Look, you can swim in any pool you want. Go jump in the billionaire pool and do your backstroke there.
Listen.
Go market yourself in the right place.
We won't be driving high-lows around anymore. We get ourselves the billionaire stuff. Yeah, she was at the 2004 premiere of The Bourne Supremacy, the Matt Damon movie. And people are noting just how different she looked back then before the duck lips and the fillers and the Botox and the bigger boobalas. And, and her whole look. I mean, she was much less glamorous, you know?
She's definitely gone a little bit overboard with the stuff and things. I get it. I like all of that too. I really do. But there's a point where you just.
I guess I'll ask my sister how she looked up close because I'm sure she was invited to the Venice wedding of Jeff and Lauren.
Yeah. That sounds
I don't sound bitter at all, do I? Not even a little bit. Oh, bad news. Remember we were talking about this guy earlier this week? ABC has reportedly dumped Mel Owens as the next Golden Bachelor after all the negative press. We mentioned this
really?
The other day. So he's supposed to be on season two. You remember season one, that guy married a woman from Shrewsbury?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, at least for a little while. This guy, Mel, had said that he didn't want anybody over the age of 60. He wanted 50 was okay, but nobody over 60. Nobody with any sort of malady. Nobody with a bad back. Nobody... had to be active and fit.
He had hip replacements.
That's right. He had certain waist sizes and busts, 34, 22, whatever that business is. And because of this, they say he's ageist and is body shaming and ABC Disney. Well, Iger was like, get this guy out of here.
Good.
So no more Mel Owens. So they're working on a new Golden Bachelor after all. It's probably, in the long run, good press for the show because people are talking about it more than they would have been.
Sure.
So when they finally get a nice, wholesome guy in there, it'll probably be even bigger ratings.
Nah. Yeah, I mean, I think the show does all right anyway, but I did read somewhere that the producers of the show said that all of the Golden Bachelors and Bachelorettes are crazier than the younger ones. They're drinking more, they're swearing more, they have to control them more. They're off the charts, and that's why the first Golden Bachelor actually did better than the regular seasons have done in the past, because they're crazy.
They don't
care.
Isn't Bezos basically a Golden Bachelor? What is he?
Yes.
He's got to be 65 years old.
Something like that. Yeah.
He's right
Lauren
up there.
Lauren Sanchez is 55, so I know that.
I would absolutely go to her TED Talk. Let me just...
She should really have one.
You marry two billionaires? Fill me in.
Got two.
Let me know. Got my wife riding high-lows around here in a warehouse. How do I marry a billionaire?
Cool.
Time to play Radio Supermatch. We're playing for more passes to go see Styx and Kevin Krohn in PNC Bank Art Center. It's going to be a hot 80 show on July the 20th, so we'll do a super match with Rochelle. You got to match her exactly. Got to get 2 out of 3. Of course, Valerie is always here to assist as your phone a friend. 732-774-4444. 732-774-4444. First contestant through, we'll get a chance to play Radio Supermatch.
We're looking for paper. We weren't prepared.
I wanted to make sure
I need
Rochelle
that back, though. That's my script.
I got you right. I got you right here. Here's some paper.
Okay.
You need a pen?
No, I got that. I was trying to give Rochelle one, and she had one.
No, we're good.
So she's
I'm just using my scripts.
All right. You know we do this every Thursday, you two, right?
Yeah, well,
we weren't prepared.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Got a little distracted with Lauren Sanchez and her TED Talk, huh?
Sorry.
732-774-4444, so we'll play Radio Superbench next.
All right.
Are you prepared to do a little mom confession?
That I have.
All right, hashtag M-O-M mom. Confessions. Every morning, 7:29, 20. Someone in, you might hear yours right here from moms, dads, grandmoms, just like this.
Vicki Charles said, I'm going to need another vacation after my family vacation because a family vacation is no vacation at all.
100%.
100%. Adam Hodges said, to celebrate 4th of July, the kids and I are going to walk around the mall parking lot and put hot dogs under people's windshield wipers.
Well, that's just unpleasant.
Can you imagine walking out to your car?
What would you think?
And there's a hot dog under your...
What? I would stand there. It would not register. How weird.
Good Lord.
That's so funny. And at Beth Tate 88 said... The 4th of July is a very special holiday where we pay tribute to the greatness of America by keeping my kids up all night and scaring the crap out of our dogs for 12 hours. Happy 4th.
Honey, what is this under the windshield
hot
wiper?
Dog on the windshield.
I think it's a hot dog, Myrtle. Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
What do we do with it?
That's so great.
Should we eat it? Put it in a bun. I'll eat it.
That would be so funny.
You'll eat anything.
I'm hungry. We've been walking around this store all day.
I wanted to go to Annie Ann's and you wouldn't let me.
That's
I want to take
great.
This hot dog and shove it.
I hope you actually do that. That would
strange.
Be great TikTok.
Hashtag mom. Every morning, 7:29, 20 or so. We hear from moms, dads, just like you. All right, waiting on an eligible contestant. Man, we're having a hard time. I'm going to be honest with you. We're having a hard time with the telephones this morning.
It is. It's a holiday.
Not that, listen, I certainly do appreciate our regulars here, much like a restaurant, our bar. I do appreciate our regulars, but you got to be eligible to play the game. I can't just have the same people went over and over again. So we're playing here for tickets to see Styx and Kevin Krohn at PNC Bank Art Center. I'll tell you what I'll do to up the ante a little bit here to entice a first-time caller. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'll throw in one of these red, white, and blue Big Show tees.
What?
You know why? Because I can. Because no one's going to stop me.
What?
I'm like queen. Ain't going to stop me now.
You didn't just give away mine, did you?
No, you're staff. We have staff ones put aside. Don't worry.
All right.
Relax. Go watch a TED Talk. Good morning. It's the boss.
Hi, can I play?
Yes, ma'am. You can give her a round of applause. Yeah! Are you a first time caller, long time listener?
Of course.
Oh, well, it's good to have you good finally answer. Call in. Good. What is your name?
My name is Gail.
Gail, where are you calling us from today?
Dewsbury.
All right. Have you met that bachelor lady? We were just talking about her from the first Golden Bachelor.
No.
Oh, she lives in Shrewsbury, so look out. She's on the prowl for old men.
Thank you.
All right, Gail, we're playing for tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin, speaking of old men, at PNC Bank Arts Center on July 20th. You got to get two matches with Rochelle Radio Supermatch. So you got to match with her exactly. We'll give you the blank. You fill in the blank. If you fill in exactly the same as Rochelle twice, you'll be a winner. If you can't think of anything, Valerie will be here to assist you, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Now, remember, don't say anything until Rochelle's in the slot, because we want to play fair and square. Number one, Marco blank. Marco blank. All right, Rochelle's in. There are a couple of ways we could go with this, I think. But, Gail, how do you answer that? Marco blank.
Polo?
Marco Polo!
All right! Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking someone might say Rubio, you know, the Secretary of State.
No, we both said Polo.
Everybody said Polo. Nobody's thinking like that?
No. We're in the pool already. Come on.
Blank Peninsula. Blank Peninsula. And
really?
Rochelle is in the slot. Okay.
Okay.
Gail, how do you answer that? Blank Peninsula.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Valerie, can I have help?
Sure. My blank is blank. Hold on a second.
Gail, think of where I'm from.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. She talks about Michigan? Her hometown a lot. Yep. She's from Michigan. That's right. What do they got in Michigan?
Not lower.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
All right. I said Florida Peninsula.
That's good. Yucatan? Robbie, give you a little help. I'll say Yucatan Peninsula. That. You can use any of those or give us one of your own, Gail, but you got to give us an answer. What do you think? Blank Peninsula.
Okay, I'll go with Robbie.
You're going to go with me? Yucatan Peninsula? Terrible choice. That is not what Rochelle said. She said
Upper Peninsula.
Upper Peninsula, which
the
is that
UP
weird.
Of Michigan.
Yeah, that northern part of Michigan.
The UP.
All right, that's plenty of time to turn this around.
It's okay. Right. It's fine. We've got lots. We're good.
Harry. Harry. Blank. Harry. Not Harry, but Harry blank. Are you in?
What? Wait.
Wait, you just
H-A-R-R-Y?
Yes, Harry.
H-A-I-R-Y.
Harry.
Well, that's Harry.
H-A-R-R-Y.
Okay.
Was I saying it wrong?
No. You just confused me with your...
I said not Harry, like my butt, but
I got
Harry.
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 Is Harry here?
Did I just have a stroke?
Yeah,
what is
you
going
did.
On? What is going
I asked
on
who
here?
The president was earlier
yeah,
trying
I know.
To see if you were cognizant.
Yeah, not really.
You went, what, that went right over your head.
That damn Tangeray. Are you in, Rochelle?
I'm in. I'm
sorry.
In.
We're Gail,
in.
I apologize. You have to listen to all this. How do you fill the blank there? Harry blank.
I'm going to go with Potter.
Harry Potter.
Oh,
yes,
that's a great
no.
answer.
What did you say?
I said Harry Styles.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. And Harry I was going to go with Harry Carey, but...
I'm Harry Carey.
I like Harry Potter better, dang it.
That's what I sound like just more.
I
I'm
thought you
I'm
were
Harry
a fan of Harry Potter.
I love Harry Potter. I'm sorry,
we're good,
Gail.
Though. Come on.
That's all right. We can still do this. It's fine.
We got two. We got three more. Three more to turn this around.
You win these stinking
things. I know.
82 questions.
Big, beautiful, blank. Big, beautiful, blank.
Robbie.
It's topical. Big, beautiful.
You better ask me.
All right, she's in. Gail, big, beautiful, blank. Yep. If you can't think of anything, feel free to ask Miss Seagraves.
I was gonna say Bill, but should Valerie confirm that?
I can't confirm what Rochelle wrote, but I would have said big, beautiful Bill as well, since we've been talking. I've been talking about it today.
Is that what you're going with then?
Yeah. Am I Rochelle?
Gail, it's up to you. You got to make a choice. You going with Bill?
Yep.
All right, she's in with Bill. Rochelle said?
I said Bill.
All right, there it is. Congratulations.
You did it.
There you go.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Hey, Gail, you want to take a guess how Kermit filled in the blank for big, beautiful blank?
No,
no you
didn't.
Don't. You don't want to know. You don't want to know
gonna,
what he said.
I'm going to say a girly upper part.
That is correct.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Big, beautiful, upper girly parts.
Yep.
That's exactly what he said.
B.
All right, hang in the line. We'll get all your info. We'll get you that show. Thanks for having some fun with us this morning.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. She was great. Great
she
contestant.
She was great, yes.
Okay, coming up, Fast Five, birthdays. And I'm going to go and have some Metamucil try and straighten myself out here.
Happy 4th of July. I've detected fireworks with names that sound completely made up. but somehow they are real. Like exploding unicorn glitter, angry beaver fountain, screaming monkey butt, psycho ex-girlfriend, Sasquatch tacos, Andy always classy, meth lab madness. Just a reminder, none of these are alcoholic beverages, so please stop trying to drink them. Enjoy your celebrations responsibly. Also, your neighbor Gary is already missing an eyebrow.
There he is. He's been very busy. One of the P. Diddy jurors himself.
Oh, yeah. I wish, you know what? I never get chosen for anything. I would love to go to jury duty. I was called once like 15 years ago, and I didn't want to go back then. So I purposely wore my TV 40 shirt. And they dismissed me because obviously I was in news, but they probably made a permanent mark on my file saying never call this guy again, which is disappointing because I have the freedom to go and sit there and be the 13th angry juror.
Yeah, but they're never going to call you because you continue to be a media personality, and that's not what they want on a jury.
They don't need to know that.
No, they're going to know it. You're well known, at least in New Jersey, so come on.
Look, I don't have a strong opinion on anything, so I'm a very unbiased juror here, okay? Give them all the death penalty.
Yeah, exactly right. Smoke them, baby. It's the American way.
I know.
Guilty. They're guilty.
Exactly, 100%.
Here comes Robbie and Michelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories that you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. We will start at number five momentarily. Count down today. Reminder, stay in touch with us on all the socials at 107.1 The Boss at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. Got some treats up there for you. Get the podcast wherever you get yours or right there at 107.1theboss.com. Any podcast platform should be streaming on demand for you. Number five, seven people reported missing. It's kind of a crazy story after a big explosion at a fireworks warehouse in California earlier this week. Happened on Tuesday night. Several cities in the area had to cancel or postpone their 4th of July displays because that's where their fireworks were stored.
Oh, my gosh.
They got the professional stuff, not the stuff you get in a Lowe's parking lot.
Right.
And so they're blown up. There was an explosion, and that's it. The fireworks are gone. And, again, there's people missing as well, so it's a crazy story. There we go.
And the whole house just started shaking and then shook again. We thought it was an earthquake.
Yeah, I was really scared when it first happened.
And the windows were just going back and forth. And my husband came running down the stairs. What was that? And I'm like, I don't know. Just a couple seconds later, there was another big explosion.
5 minutes and the next one hit 5 minutes again. And after that, that's when everybody started coming outside.
Wow. You know, there are a lot of people that don't think we should do fireworks at all. They're anti-firework. Not only for the 4th, but just in general, they think they're too dangerous. And, of course, you know, the shards fall down into woods and things like that, and animals eat them and get sick. And there's a lot of people that don't like fireworks at all.
I am one of them.
I'm not.
You don't hate fireworks. Huh. I hate them.
I didn't know you hated them. I know you weren't like a huge...
I don't... No.
You don't hate them?
There's anything pretty about them? You don't like going to watch them with the...
I go with the kids and I go because the kids like them. No, I think they are dangerous. Having a dog that had anxiety, it was awful. It was horrible for him. And they make a mess. They're up till 3 a.m. shooting them off for no reason.
Well, I agree that average people, there probably should be a little more regulation because it's a little dangerous. But if you're a professional or you're a city or Disneyland, I think it's fine.
Oh, my gosh, I can't tell you how many times I saw the New York City fireworks right on the river.
Yeah.
On a boat in the river.
Sure, they're beautiful, but these cities need so much work done, and we're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on fireworks.
People want it.
I don't care. Fix my road.
Well, there is that.
Fix my road.
People want it, but you'd think they come out
of different parts of the budget. It's a different thing. But
well, they don't need that budget. Put that towards the roads.
Yeah, you'd always move around the slush from it. You'd think they put the fireworks in more than just one spot
for Southern California. Drone shows. Have you seen the drone shows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And then you have the drones, and they're there. So if you're going to spend money, you have them every year. You can program to do things. They don't make a ton of booms. They're not freaking everybody out. They're not causing forest fires.
Yeah.
I am also anti-fireworks. It's fine. I'm not going to say anything to anybody. You like your fireworks, you like them. But
yeah, that's like putting all your eggs in one basket to have all the area's fireworks in one warehouse. It's like maybe that's a bad idea to put all the explosives in one area. Mm-hmm. But. Number four, here's a woman who posted on her dating app profile. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I took a look at this, and she's... what you might consider to be, I don't know, she looks like a stripper kind of, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of that sort of thing going on. Mm-hmm. So she posted on this dating app profile saying she's looking for potential suitors and she was not going to date anybody. She's not going to communicate with anybody. She'll reach out to you if you give her the best Tim Allen grunt. Remember like he used to do on Home Improvement? Give her the best grunt. And by that alone, she'll be able to determine whether or not you are a worthy companion for her. She said she's a good-looking person, and she knows it, and she can get any man she wants, so she's looking for somebody who can grunt like a real man. That's the sign of a partner for her.
That last guy kind of sounded like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
He's making croissants at home. Play those one more time, Kurt.
That's awesome. Sounds like Kermit.
Sounds like Kermit after a couple of bagels or something. Yeah.
Oh, I like her. That's funny.
Stuff in his pockets at the game. Don't you think this is just a way to make men look stupid? Because, of course, they're like, oh, she's got big boobs and stuff. I guess I'll send her a message.
I think it's great.
I think she's trolling him.
You do what you got to do.
Good for
her. Don't care. It's funny.
That's funny.
Number three.
Men dumb enough to fall for it. Just
right, exactly.
Off.
Yeah, exactly.
A bunch of cavemen. Keith Urban has been interviewed by his wife, Nicole Kidman, walked off the show. He was on a radio show, believe it or not, in Australia. Haley and Max in the Morning in Australia. Haley and Max in the Morning asked him, they said, hey, you're Australian, Keith. Your wife is Australian. How do you feel about the sex scene she's doing with younger guys? She's got that 9 Perfect Strangers. She was in the Baby Driver show.
Yes,
Keith paused for a minute, got a little, tried to brush it off, and they kept going with it. And he walked off or hung up.
The first thing I thought of with your beautiful wife, Nicole Kidman, being on so many great movies, TV shows all the time. I watched a movie with her and Zac Efron recently, Family Affair.
Thought, that's a good one.
What does Keith Urban think when he sees his beautiful wife with beautiful younger men like Zac Efron having these beautiful love scenes on TV and radio? Oh, why has that happened? What's just happened to you?
He's disconnected from Zoom.
Did he just hang up on us?
I don't know. It was fine. They weren't being as provocative. No, I couldn't do that. When I interview people, you all tell me I grovel a little bit because I can't be. I don't know. I don't want to be mean.
It's unnecessary. Yeah, the question was unnecessary.
It was unnecessary, but they weren't.
It was unnecessary.
But he could have had fun with it and been
right.
You know, and said, "I'm fine with it because I'm Keith Urban and look at me."
Right.
And so he could have gone with it and just made a joke of it, but it was an unnecessary question.
It was unnecessary, but they could have been much ruder. I thought maybe that's why he hung up on them. You know, they could have put it a little more.
They could have said it different, you know, does that make you feel uncomfortable to have her with other men? They didn't have to add the younger part or the.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's Keith Urban. He's not a bad looking guy.
Because I'm sure people.
It's not like he's a troll.
You do wonder these things when your wife is a famous actress
of
or whatever.
Course.
You know? Like we were talking about this the other day. Kane got to make out with Sarah Jessica Parker when he was on Sex in the City.
Right. But he says that Matthew Broderick, her husband, was on set.
Yeah,
so
he was
my
right
guess
there.
Is anytime there was a scene where she had to do something, he was staring right at the guy. And I think Keith could have said something like that and not just hung up.
That's it. Well, they're very protective of their image, you know. So
I get it. I do.
That's got to be part of it.
I do.
I'd be more excited to make out with Zac Efron than any other way around.
You know, you say these things, and this is why people question
it. Doesn't do you any good.
Well, he's a good looking boy, let me tell you.
What do you think?
Bonus, given the choice between him and Nicole, I don't know. Bonus story. Julie Bowen. You know Julie Bowen from Modern Family?
Oh, yes. Yep.
She had to get a pacemaker when she was 29 years old because she has a heart rhythm disorder called sick sinus syndrome. She said the battery was replaced 3 times. You know, she's 50-something now, so she's had it since she was 29 years old. I didn't realize you could have this happen this young. And so now I'm starting to feel the symptoms myself with the chest pains.
Of course you are.
I read about what it is, sick sinus syndrome, and I feel like I've got a couple of these where your heart flutters and sick. Sinus.
Like sick?
Yeah, like sick and then
like sinus. Your nose?
And syndrome, yeah. Hmm. I started Googling that and I feel like I got about, I don't know, 3-4 out of the 10 symptoms.
Well, that's bad.
forgetting stuff.
There it is.
There it is.
I don't think that's part of it. The forgetting part.
I got the sick sinus.
Need a pacemaker.
I don't know. Right. Do I? I can't do that.
You could be fine.
Be like Dick Cheney waddling around.
You'll be fine.
You gotta get to whip out a Dick Cheney joke. I don't get to do those very often anymore.
Thank God.
Here's a bonus story. Joe, you're gonna like this, or at least Marianne's gonna like this. Well, you like them better than Marianne. Hallmark Channel's annual Christmas in July programming starts this weekend.
Yeah.
All the fan favorite Christmas movies. They have a docuseries about how they make the Christmas movies. It's all coming to Hallmark and Hallmark Plus a new 8-episode limited edition series called Holidazed.
Oh, that's fun.
Wow, all this weekend.
Cool.
On the Hallmark Channel. Merry Christmas.
Keep you nice and cool watching your Hallmark movies.
Sure.
Fired up.
Can't come to the barbecue for 4th of July. I'm busy watching Lacey Chabert Christmas. Over here on the Hallmark channel.
That's right.
I'm busy.
Do you know that the Hallmark stores have a life-size cutout of her in the stores that you could take a photo of? I swear, I went to a Hallmark a few weeks ago. I took a picture of it. Yeah, you can get those, your Lacey Chabert cutouts.
I'd take one with Zac Efron before.
I know. Well, we know this about you.
Number two, the Hollywood Walk of Fame, class of 2026, was announced today. There's 35 people that got picked. Notables include Miley Cyrus, Shaquille O'Neal, George Stephanopoulos, Rachel McAdam, Demi Moore, Timothy Chalamet, Stanley Tucci, Josh Groban, and the comedian Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, fun.
Be in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Huh.
Don't you have to pay like $10,000 to get one of those?
And you got to pay to throw your own little party. You know how they show up and do the thing?
Really?
Yeah, you got to pay for all of
it. It's all on you.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool, though. Wouldn't that be pretty cool to have your...
Yeah, definitely. That would be really fun to have a star on the Walk of Fame.
Have some vagrant sleeping on your star on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Feel pretty good.
The dirtier, the better.
That's right.
That's right.
Isn't there one in Atlantic City, Joe, that they have a Jersey Walk of Fame down there by the casinos? I think they do.
Don't know.
You got to get Joe's name over there.
I don't know.
Somebody can pee on it. And number one, a poll found the top little things that throw off your whole day. Forgetting to drink your coffee or skipping your coffee in the morning. Forgetting to brush your teeth. Not drinking water all day, becoming dehydrated. Not taking a shower at the normal time. Skipping your morning workout. Well, for me, that's it. When I if I don't have my morning workout, if I don't hit the gym first thing at 4 a.m., I mean, my whole day is gone.
Yeah.
So I totally understand.
I have to say, there are some days on the weekends. I love brushing my teeth, but sometimes on the weekends it'll be like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'll realize that I hadn't brushed my teeth yet because I didn't get ready. I just stayed in my pajamas, and it does kind of throw you off. I'm like, oh my god, I went the whole day.
Well, the rest of us noticed you didn't brush your teeth. We all saw it. Thursday World Famous Celebrity Birthday File. It's a big one today. Olivia Munn is 44. Andrea Barber, Kimmy from Full House, she's 48. Tom Cruise is 62 today. Happy birthday, Tom.
My God.
Thomas Gibson, he was Greg from Dharma and Greg. He's got a birthday. Vince Clark from Depeche Mode. Montel Williams is 68. People keep guessing him in Dead Guy in the Envelope, but
he's not dead.
He's 61. He's we just had him on the line yesterday. Dave Barry, the columnist, is 77 today. And Kurtwood Smith, that's Red.
Dumbass
from That 70s Show. He's 70 today.
That's funny.
It is American Redneck Day.
Awesome. Awesome.
Chocolate Wafer Day, National Eat Your Beans Day.
Please don't.
And National Fried Clams Day. That's nice. Fried clams.
Fried clams and beans.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
All systems go. That's like a NASA launch right there.
Disgusting.
That's like Apollo 11. Let's go.
That's disgusting.
Just one small step into the men's room.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Before we get to that, I just got a note here from Superfan Snapperoni who said he can't believe I played a Beach Boy song today. Massive Beach Boy fan.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be at the Capitol playing tomorrow night. So maybe we'll have to do a Beach Boy song next. I'll squeeze that in for you. What should you not bring to your fourth cookout? You should not bring this to the cookout. Don't be that person to bring it to the cookout.
I know.
How about some hash? Don't bring any drugs to the cookout. Don't be that guy. Don't bring a dildo. Don't do that.
Oh, my God.
What?
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Don't bring adult toys to the party.
Shoot, I was thinking a can of fruit cocktail. Oh. I'm not in the right
exactly.
place at all.
All right.
Your political views?
Yeah, that's fine. Don't be that person.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Soup? Don't bring soup.
No soup.
Don't bring soup.
So winter food.
It's a winter food.
Exactly.
Am I wrong? No, you probably shouldn't bring one of those to it.
Gazpacho is not a winter soup.
That's what I call my toy, gazpacho.
That's your Italian cousin.
That's right.
Over in Naples.
I'm very offended by that. You've offended me.
Yeah, you should be.
What should you not bring to your 4th of July cookout? 732-774-4444. Little Miss Southern Belle over here making fun of my people. How dare you? Don't bring this to the cookout. Lines are open. Call us, text us at 1071 The Boss Online. That's the He Said.
Robbie. Don't bring Robbie to the cookout.
Yeah, don't bring Robbie. Don't do that.
No.
That's the last thing you wanted to cook out. Those are next.
You don't have no black cat, Roman candles, or screaming Mimi, lady fingers, butt buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doo dahs, crap flappers, whistling bungholes, bling splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker doos, hoosker don'ts.
I've got fireworks. I let them they go bang while I drink all day. I've got fireworks. I let them they go bang while I drink all day.
Now listen, my neighbor's mailbox
plastic bucket, my kid's G.I. Joe's. And yes, I'm missing lots of fingers and toes, because I've got fireworks. I let them, they go bang while I drink all day. I've got fireworks. I let them, they go bang while I drink all day.
Cherry bomb, nips and dazers, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Robbie Ann Rochelle with the crew. 107.1, 99.7 FM. Keep it on all day today. Michelle, we'll have your boss business of the day. A lot of people still, most people still working today. I know it feels like we're in holiday mode, but she'll hook you up with some goodies from Chocolate Carousel in Wall. Also a special Blue Plate special, 105 this afternoon, ahead of the holiday weekend. And then keep it on for the Kane Show. He's got Tula Rule at 3:20. Ford Four celebrating Tom Cruise's birthday today. Yes. Songs from Tom Cruise's movies. You know I was going to make him do that today.
Yep.
He gets some hot passes for you all day long and more, so stay stay close for that ticket window, plus a lot of chances qualify for $1,000 with the summer cash payoff right here on Jersey's Free Money Station, 107.1 The Boss. You're He Said.
She Said.
Cookouts and barbecues, of course, this weekend, parties, get-togethers, friends and family. What should you not bring to the cookout? Don't bring that. Lines are open, 732-774-4444, or the social pages.
Kayla said paper napkins from Taco Bell. Those are the worst napkins, too. They just shred apart.
Cheap.
Yeah.
El Cheapo.
Yep. 6424 said empty Tupperware containers to take home leftovers.
What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with bringing home some leftovers.
Just implying that you get to take home the leftovers. I think it depends on whose barbecue you're going to. If it's a friend, if you're the guest, it depends on who. If it's your mother's or your aunt's or something. Yeah. I think it's a little different.
Say, listen, I know you're going to throw it away anyway. Right, I'm taking it if I'm doing you a favor, pal.
Right. Gina said store-bought cookies with a reduced day-old sticker visible. 9420 said dips with no chips. 3956 said, I hate when people bring something and are like, I need to use your oven.
That's a good point. Now, wait a minute. Why can't you just bring the chips without the dip or the dip without the chip? You're bringing something. Isn't that good enough? That's like saying if you bring a bottle of wine, you got to bring the stemless glasses, too.
I think if you bring the chips, that's one thing. Those can be eaten alone. However, if you just bring dips and you don't bring the chips to accompany the dip, you're assuming that someone else is bringing something for your dish. So
you have to get a plastic spoon and off you go with the...
He's going to eat the French onion dip?
Well, maybe not French onion.
That's what I'm saying. You can't just bring that without chips.
A little
that
salsa, sure.
Yeah. 9973 said, diet generic store brand soda.
Cola.
Greg said spaghetti.
What's wrong with spaghetti?
I don't know. If it's like 100 degrees out, I don't know that you want a plate of hot spaghetti.
Well, maybe hot spaghetti, but like macaroni salad.
Sure, but that's different. Spaghetti and macaroni salad are different.
You can do a cold spaghetti
and then
salad.
There's a whole debate about whether or not you should bring things like macaroni salad because there are people who hate to have salads with mayo in it at a barbecue because it's hot and you got to keep that cold. There's a whole thing about mayo coming to a barbecue, let me tell you.
So just don't eat it.
I hear you, but if you bring a bowl and it's got to be refrigerated and then you have it out, it's a whole thing.
You know what? If you're going to complain at the 4th of July barbecue, we're going to ship you to El Salvador, okay?
Dan said your dog. If you can't be away from your dog, stay home with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something you got to ask ahead of time if it's okay to bring the dog.
See, if you were coming to my house, I'd be like, oh, puppy!
Yeah, but you got to let a person know there's a dog coming. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Vince said light beer. Ray said Limburger cheese. Rachel said a jumbo-sized bowl of unlabeled Haribo sugar-free gummy bears. If you know, you know.
You sure do. Even I know.
And Kevin said your ex-wife.
I have a similar answer here. I'm told on line one. What is it?
Yeah, what not to bring to a barbecue.
Yeah, what would you not bring? I
would not bring my annoying, criticizing wife.
Wow.
I'd have a couple of beers before you go home. You're going to need it.
Have a nice day.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Oh.
Something to pass out on the couch after you make a comment like that. What should you not bring to the cookout? Lines are open. Always answer on Instagram, Facebook, at 1071 The Boss. We'll get into some more next year. He said.
She said.
Could you be on one of those naked shows? Could you do that?
No.
I don't know. I might be. Maybe not now, but I think I've never really been embarrassed. I guess I'd be. I just don't know why anybody would be interested in looking, but it never really bothers me. So I think I'd be all right.
Yeah, I mean, if I was more comfortable with my body, I probably would be. I have no problem being naked.
You say that if you you went and got the Lauren Sanchez makeover, that you'd be totally fine to be nude all the time.
I hate clothes.
Then you'd probably get yourself in trouble.
I'm uncomfortable. Yeah, I would. I think that's why God did not allow me to have like a perfect body, because I would be naked all the time. I do. I hate clothes. I don't wear underwear. I'm not wearing a bra. I don't wear socks. Like, clothes really irritate me. I feel like they're more uncomfortable than comfortable. I'm constantly moving and fidgeting and trying. So if I was like more comfortable with my full body, I probably would be a nudist or something. Just more comfortable.
You think about all the things you do in your everyday life and how different it would be if you were doing it nude. Yeah, even like cooking scrambled eggs or something. You know, you're near a stove.
Cooking, you gotta be a little bit more careful.
Yeah.
You do. But
that popping grease hurts when you got the bacon going in the frying pan.
But maybe just wear an apron over yourself. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a sexy look. Wear the apron over, sure.
But I wouldn't do it to be sexy. That's the thing. Right. I'm just uncomfortable in clothes. It's not even that I'm comfortable naked. I'm just uncomfortable in clothes.
That's what a lot of people miss, is that the lifestyle of airing yourself out is not really a sexual thing. It's like a health and wellness thing.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you're going with?
If anybody needs to air themselves out, it's probably me. I've been told more than once that I stink.
You air yourself out in this room all the time.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I try to do it when you're in the news booth, but
please,
yes, I do.
It permeates. It's like a true confession out your butt.
Oh, that reminds me. We've had a caller hanging for a while about all of this. Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to share a story with you, being that it's National Eat Your Beans Day.
Uh-huh. Oh.
This is for Robbie and Joe.
I had a
construction crew,
right,
doing my driveway. So I offered to buy them pizza, and the Spanish guy said, "No, we don't want pizza. We'll be in the bathroom all day."
Right.
So later, I catch the guy. He's eating a can of refried fried beans and a bottle of hot sauce.
Wow.
And I'm like, the pizza's going to put you in the bathroom.
You might be better off with a little Chinese food. That might have been a better call.
Right?
That's funny.
Jeez.
All right, here's a question for you. You got $60 million lying around, because the prices just dropped by $8 million this morning. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's is his former Lopez property in L.A., is on the market. They had it up for $68 million. They just dropped it down to $60 million. They're having trouble selling it. Part of it is that the property taxes have gone up. They say that insurance costs as well might be why it's having difficulty selling. Jennifer Lopez is the one who agreed to lower the price, had to convince Ben to do it. She called it her white elephant, the house. You think you want to go live with where Ben and J-Lo used to live? Well, Ben and Jen?
I would have no problem living there. I think I could be comfortable.
You do all right in there?
I could be comfortable in there.
You're giving it to me?
In the $60 million house? Yeah, I could
prance around naked in front of that pool, huh?
Yeah.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Also, Rochelle says, I was a bad kisser. I know nothing about kissing, so we're going to get into that. I want to hear why she thinks that. And maybe it'll help you out as well. I'm here to help. What should you not be bringing to your 4th of July cookout, your holiday barbecue get-together? Lines are open. 732.
Chocolate-covered ants.
Sure. 4444. Made yourself laugh a little there, didn't you?
A little bit.
You should not be bringing this to the cookout.
Chuck said I wouldn't bring that guy just called.
Yeah, right? Do you hear that guy?
There's something going on there. He's a little, something's going on at home.
Run that back if you missed it. Here's the guy.
I would not bring my annoying, criticizing wife.
Man. Wow.
Something's going on.
Don't bring that guy.
Yeah. 8923 said, your own food. I once invited our friends over for Thanksgiving, and they showed up with their own turkey.
Wow.
That's really fun.
Bold.
That's really funny. 8723 said, banana hammock.
Oh.
No Speedos.
Nope.
No, we got a no Speedo policy.
Again, it depends on the party and the people. You don't know. 2020 said, a better version of someone's famous dish. Mark said, morning after pills.
Jesus.
1427 said, a bowl of M&Ms and Skittles mixed.
Oh, no.
That's rude. You don't do that.
I don't know. No chocolate by the pool as it is. It's,
yeah, know, but if you mix them and then you don't know what you're grabbing, that's not okay.
Chocolate fingers in the pool is gross.
Ronnie said, a whole watermelon uncut.
Yeah, this is for you.
Laura said...
Here you go.
Laura said, my mother used to make a Jell-O mold with pineapple chunks, shrimp, and olives suspended in it. It was horrifying.
The gelatin, sure.
Yeah. Brock said spices and condiments while making small passive-aggressive comments about how the food's going to need it.
I got a little McCormick's for you.
Bethany said a veggie tray in a Krispy Kreme box.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's really horrible. That's really, really bad. Nicole said chocolate milk. I actually had someone bring a full gallon to a barbecue. It was so weird. And 8620 said anything with raisins in it.
What's wrong with raisins?
I like raisins.
I like raisins, all right.
I don't know.
Get stuck in your teeth, maybe?
No.
I had an aunt who used to put raisins in all of her salad. She would make a potato salad and there were raisins in it. It was just weird.
Yeah, I don't need a potato salad.
I don't know. It's just a
but
weird.
But in stuffing, it's good. You don't need stuffing,
no,
I guess.
No. You don't put it in stuffing. What do you put raisins in? Nothing. An oatmeal raisin cookie. A
pudding? I don't know.
Pudding? No, you don't put raisins in it.
Sure you do. Rice pudding with raisins in it. Just because you don't like them doesn't mean they don't get used, Rochelle.
Don't put it in.
I do a little pudding by the pool.
In your thing that
everyone's
going to
eat. Sit there a big bowl of pudding with my finger.
I like raisins, but not in
stuff. Or my banana hammock, sure.
I'm with you.
Is that a raisin in your banana hammock?
that's what I've been told. Go to Gallagher's house, bring him a watermelon for the barbecue. What should you not bring to a cookout? A lot of funny answers on the socials at 1071 The Boss. That's it. Thank you for those. You're He Said.
She Said.
The Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Summer Cash Payoff.
All right, four times every day. Let's do it again. Had a winner early this morning. It was Duke. Duke from Brick was the winner first thing this morning. Let's see if we can get you a winner. I know his mom named him Nick, but I look at him and I see a big, beautiful Bill. Should have gone with William. Should have called him Billy. Listen, serious weather question for you, though. Your friend Greasy Mike Rizzo on TV.
Oh, stop it.
Greasy Mike is saying that there's a chance of some pretty heavy thunderstorms in Middlesex County, which, of course, would affect... Oh, why me? And so I'm wondering what your opinion is on that, because you're saying we're having a sunny day, but he's saying there's showers to the north, and that affects me, so I want to know what you think.
Well, it's always about you.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
always
Correct.
About you. So, first of all, Mike is a great guy, and he's a good friend of mine, so there's that. Second of all, yes, we talked in the last hour how there would likely be some spotty thunderstorms popping up across the area. I do think that there's probably like a 55% chance that somebody gets rained on in Monmouth, Middlesex counties, those areas, that's where it would be most likely.
Maybe buy some hair gel like Mike Rizzo. You look just like him. Will he be at your next get-together by the pool? I'll come if Mike's going
to
be there.
I'll have to invite him down, and then you guys can meet each other.
We'll compare hair care notes like a Mike the Situation.
Hey, he's got great hair.
He does have great hair.
I wish I could grow mine like that. I don't have the time with you.
I understand.
The Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Summer Cash Payoff.
Yeah, buddy.
Hi.
Hi, you're caller 10. You're a winner. You made it through. All right. Aren't you glad you're playing this game and not Jean-Claude Van Damme or Uncle Sam? That's a yes.
Yeah, that's a yes.
That's a yes. Well, you get one of those red, white, and blue Big Show tees. Those are brand new, exclusive. You can't win those out on the streets. You can only win them here. And that qualifies you to win $1,000 cash.
Woohoo.
And who is this?
It's Pat from Howell.
All right, Pat from Howell. You're qualified for the grand. You could win another grand if you win that shirt. You know, you got to wear it to
Jenkinson's. We got a Robbie-sized shirt.
Now, what's a Robbie-sized shirt? What's that supposed to mean?
A comfortable
one. That'll fit me.
Yeah, all right, fine. I think they're all XXL, so it should fit just about everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It can either be a wet T-shirt or a bed shirt. It just depends if you're a big Robbie size. You know what I mean?
That's it.
Okay. Well, you can also show up and wear it and show everything you got at Jenkinson's Point Pleasant. We're going to be broadcasting there, and if we pick you, you could win another $1,000 too. All right, Pat?
Look at that, yes.
It's 5 o'clock that day, by the way, August the 11th. A Robbie size shirt.
Yes.
You got one of them Robbie size shirts? Like the Love Shack song, is as big as a whale. Robbie size shirt. Hurts my feelings.
No.
All right, Pat. Enjoy that money. Two more chances to win today. Summer cash payoff is on. Exact contest times, 1071theboss.com. That's it. Off tomorrow, 4th of July tomorrow. So if you wake up with us tomorrow morning, if you do happen to go to work, you got a normal schedule. We'll be giving a patriotic edition, the top 20 listener voted patriotic songs in rock and roll history.
Oh, super fun.
And a encore of the 1985 countdown. So we'll go back 40 summers ago, the Back to the Future summer, they call it. All on Robbie's top 20. So that'll be in for the show tomorrow. And then Kane will be in here on Monday. So we're taking a little 4-day weekend. Rochelle is traveling. I'm traveling.
Yes.
Joe is probably going to be in a coma somewhere. So.
Stop. He'll be fine.
Because he just won't stop drinking and eating. So we'll see you back here on Tuesday morning. The Saturday show will be on Saturday at 6, 2. God bless the USA.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.